Move on to number six, rescind supplemental contract. A resolution to rescind the contract of Mike Cochran as freshman football coach that was approved on May 16, 2016, resolution 16-100, due to the accepting of another position at another school district. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to rescind the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Klase. Discussion?
Well, I don't think we should be rescinding the above resolution.
Stop me for a second.
Approving the above resolution. Just, it's a resolution to rescind, so just approve.
The second rescind should be, on the last line, should be approve.
Rescind should not be in there at all.
Yeah, okay. So the last line will be, upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
Yes.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Klase?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Number seven, resignation supplemental contract. A resolution to accept the resignation of Josh Krumpak as junior high football coach that was approved on May 16, 2016. Resolution number 16-100. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to accept the resignation or accept the above resolution. It should be the same thing again.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Klase. Discussion?
Yeah, just on Josh Grumpack, I see where he is volunteering some time. So he's not leaving the program. It's obvious commitment to his family.
Yes.
So I think yeah. Thank
the
him
time commitment, absolutely. Okay.
That's all.
Yep. Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Klase?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Number eight, supplemental contracts for the 2016-2017 school year. Resolution to approve the following personnel and supplemental contracts for the 2016-17 school year as listed below. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Klase. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Klase?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Number nine, band camp volunteers. Resolution to hire the following volunteers for this year's band camp at Slippery Rock University from July 31st, 2016 through August 4th, 2016, as listed below. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Klase. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Klase?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Number 10, band camp chaperones. A resolution to hire the following as chaperones for this year's band camp at Slippery Rock University from July 31st, 2016 through August 4th, 2016, as listed below. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Saganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Klase. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Klase?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Number 11, professional leave. Resolution to approve professional leave for Jessica Krumpak, Dave Vecchio, Gary Carquito, and Robert Roston to attend the Trumbull County Administrators Conference on August 9th and 10th, 2016. Total cost $1,170. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Zaganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Zaganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Number 12, Technology Coordinator. A resolution to approve addition to the district service contract with Trumbull County Educational Service Center for the 2016-2017 school year for Technology Coordinator, 108 days at $33,273.40. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Zaganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion?
Yeah, I have some comments. I've been a culprit on this. Hard for me to just having a full-time person, and I ask you for the support that you have. I talked to professionals, I talked to Youngstown Incubator. They do not have a full-time person. 95% of my work, and I'm all over the country, is done by outside sources. It takes a few minutes. My thought was I offered, there's a gentleman from this town again, young Bill Johnson. Did you ever talk to him?
I did not.
Here's a kid that got 1,600 on his SATs and 35 out of 36 had his own LLC. He's in all over the country, and he's here. I thought with a combination of Mr. Sully and Mr. Johnson to try it, it would make sense. And then if it comes out to be a full-time, then I think Mr. Sully should be considered, because again, I'd rather have a guy that pays tax here get a job than somebody outside. But I'll support, with the team's idea is very justified. They want to try it for a year now. I will support it.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Zaganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Clays?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Number 13, Substitutes 2016-2017. Resolution to hire the following substitutes for the following positions for the 2016-2017 school year as listed below. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I move to approve the above contracts.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Zaganich.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Clace. Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Zaganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to C, Buildings and Grounds Committee. Mrs. Harvey, chairperson? Any
yes.
report?
Yes, the Buildings and Grounds Committee did meet, and this is part of the resolution. And the maintenance is still working on all of the areas that we found when we did the walkthrough. And I'm sure that soon we'll see a preventive maintenance program in front of us, because all of these buildings need to be maintained and we need to prevent things from breaking. We have put money together to replace things, but at the same time, that preventative maintenance is extremely important when to the buildings and the grounds. That would be all, sir.
Thank you.
Unless John has something else.
I think you covered it.
Thank you.
We'll move on to number one, contract with Gernot Company. A resolution to approve a contract with Gernot Company Incorporated for security monitoring, inspections, and repairs, which is Exhibit E. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Harvey.
Second.
Second by Mr. Zaganich. Discussion? Just want to real brief, say that this is the one we're combining.
What
in.
We've done is we've had contracts with three outside companies that do our inspections and maintenance of fire extinguishers, security alarms, and sprinklers. Renault will inspect and maintain and monitor all of those systems, and it actually comes out to us. We like the idea of consolidating them with one company. To be very honest, two of the three companies we had good service from, the third we did not. and where it's a savings of about $1,700 a year.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Move on to the treasurer's report. Mr. Johnson, anything to add?
Don't really have anything to add. It was a good year. We just finished the June report on pretty much on target to what we had thought. The future looks very bright. The projections still show an increase. Even though our levy, we're reducing our levy, we'll still be in good, very good health. And so that's about the only thing I want to add.
Any questions for Mr. Johnson? Superintendent's report.
I'm like Mr. Johnson. I have a lot to say. A couple of things. And there's quite a few people out there and a lot of kids out on the streets. So be happy to know that a month from now we'll be back in the swing of things. So we do want to remind parents that Senate Bill 264 enacted a sales tax holiday to occur only in 2016. This holiday is Friday, August 5th, 12, and ends on Sunday, August 7th.
Get your school shopping.
Real good idea that the state has done. Help parents when you go get your back to school clothes. You don't have to drive over to Pennsylvania to do that. The following things are exempt. Clothing's priced at 70, individual items of clothing priced at $75 per item or less. School supplies priced at $20 or less. And instructional materials priced at $20 per item or less. A couple important dates leading up to the end of August. Seventh grade orientation at the high school. It will be August 12th from 9 to 10:30 a.m. in the auditorium. Students there will be given schedules, locker assignments, combinations, other handouts, and we'll have time to practice their locker combinations and follow their schedules. Eighth grade algebra one parent meeting is in the auditorium that same day at 9:45. August 22nd is the first day of school for students. Homeroom assignments will be posted on the doors. I believe most of this and all of this should be on our information will be on the website, and our the Labor Day holiday is September 2nd through September 5th. Currently going on right now, Ms. Harvey mentioned a lot of, and I think today we may have completed the concrete work. A1 concrete was out repairing the area. You may have seen the yellow tape by the street, and I think most of, or I think all of the concrete work is now completed. One more thing, around the building. Computer labs, the new computer labs at both buildings are, currently the electricians are working on installing them. You recall when we went through the old media center at Roosevelt, and you'll definitely want to stop up and see that here in about a month and see what that looks like. It's going to be nice. We did have, and I want to thank and commend all of our teachers who've attended the summer PD programs. I saw a couple things on the local newscast up at the Trumbull County ESC, and there were a lot of teachers there. I don't really know how many we had attend. I know that we had a lot, and I will get the I'll get the final count at the end of August from the ESC. In front of you, the Jones family had come to me and asked if they could place a bench in memory of Coach Bobby Jones, we're going to allow them to place that right by the players' entrance into the stadium. It's a very classy, you can see a picture. It will be navy blue and very simple, just say in memory of Coach Bobby Jones, something that the kids will see as they walk on and off the field. So I think we're very happy to make Absolutely. That little addition to the stadium. The gymnasium bleachers will be delivered on Monday, August 1st. They dropped some things off today that they're going to lay to protect the floor, but those bleachers will be in. And when next we meet, we should be able to take a walk down and see them, I think. We are looking at, and we'll be looking at seeking bids for auditorium lighting and improvement. Spoke with Lou Dimitrovich today. We have some specs that we have to put together, but we are going to post bids for the auditorium lighting, and hopefully within the next week or so. And Mrs. Harvey mentioned our other maintenance contract. We met with Gardner on a service maintenance contract with them. And where we're at is, we think we're going to want to do a three-year contract on Roosevelt first. Roosevelt, we had determined the boilers needed a lot of work and service. And basically, at our next meeting, we should have a contract for me to ask you to approve. And the representatives from Gardner have offered to come and answer any questions that we might have. I'll give you the layman's terms. What they're going to do is come in next week and do a survey of Roosevelt so that they can determine what kind of work they were and how they want to build this proposal. What we know we want to do start is put in a new brain for the boiler, and that's like the main station, and that's something that the principals and the custodians can actually maintain, keep track of from their cell phones or home computers. Next, they'll be looking at the unitary device or unitary units that are all around the building. And I think we have a few elementary folks in here who tell you some rooms are awful warm, some rooms not so much. And you know, so they'll be looking at those are actually controlled off of various units around the building. So they'll be looking at those and determining what repairs need to be done. They'll have that, and again, I should have that by the 9th of August and ready to present to you. You'll be able to see that before the meeting on the 15th. And let me know if you'd like their representatives to come. They're very gracious, willing to do that. I think the last thing I have, I know Bill and I both received information, so start thinking about the Capitol Conference if you wish to attend in November. And that is it, except for me to say thank you to all of you for the confidence you've shown in me and the new contract.
One quick question about, are we going to have something ready for the school year for the parent notification system?
Yes, the parent notification system should have been installed. I need to call them early next week. I got it. We did get an invoice to pay it, so I have to call and make sure that it, because it's being run through Neoman. And we have scheduled training for everyone on the teachers in service is August 17th and 18th. And I would invite any of you, if you're available, would like to come in, probably around 8 o'clock. We haven't done the schedule yet, but we'll be meeting early for coffee and refreshments. And anyone that's available, welcome to come in and say hello and wish the staff well. But we have scheduled training with them on the 18th. I think a lot of teachers are going to want to take advantage of it. We've seen some really neat things with this program, and I think the community is going to be very happy with this thing this year.
Fantastic. Any questions for Mr. Rosten? Okay. Move on to item 13. Any items for discussion?
Just one question. The portable restrooms are going to be available.
We have taking care of that.
Okay.
It's going to have a regular and a handicap on the visitor side. Yeah. We're going to have a handicap on the home side. The one on the visitor side, we are going to have some kind of a screen or something so that the folks across the street.
Sure.
part looking at that.
Any other items for discussion? Okay, we'll move to 14, adjournment, which would be at 8:34.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Harvey. 8:24, I'm sorry. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Saganich. Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried.